Hi, this is Dave Kale. Is the ultimate purpose of your business to make money to give away? That's what we're going to be dealing with today. Here's a quote. I often hear this quote, "Our business should make money so that we can give it away." End quote. Now, that's the message that much of our contemporary culture teaches us. Those who look for a higher purpose for our business find that message easy to accept. But is it true? Now, we see that message reinforced by a variety of different sources, all around us. We get messages that reinforce that. Warren Buffett, funds massive philanthropic efforts. Bill Gates does likewise. Generally, most people who have some success in business find themselves thinking similar thoughts as they approach the last season of their lives. And our friends in the religious establishment make the same argument. I mean, there are books written advocating that the sole purpose of a business is to make money to fund religion. Likewise, it's easy to take the step from the biblical theme of giving to the idea that the sole purpose of our business is to give. See, we understand this biblical theme of giving, and it's just easy to kind of slide that over to have it encompass the entire purpose of a business. And besides, it feels good. With so much support for the idea, it's no wonder the most Christian business people believe it. Problem is, it's wrong. It's one of those paradigms that feel good and seem reasonable, but that beneath the shiny surface are actually detrimental, hindering our growth, thwarting the growth of the kingdom, and inflicting more damage than good. Now, from the earliest days of mankind, we have continually developed ideas that seem right and reasonable to us, but that are opposed to God's deeper ways. You remember the early days of the Hebrew nation when God had organized his people around judges and prophets? But the people wanted a king because everyone around them had a king. God relents, gives them a king, and he says to his prophet, "It's not you they have rejected, it is me." In the call for a king, they rejected the order that God had put into place. You see, God has his thoughts and ways, but his people had their own ideas. And in promoting their own ideas, they rejected God and suffered the consequences. You'll remember that some superficial good came from the kings. They consolidated the nation, they provided leadership, but beneath the surface, the consequences were huge. Most of the kings led the nation into rebellion from God and eventually brought about the Babylonian captivity and the loss of the 10 tribes of Israel. It can be traced back to that moment when the people asked for a king, and God had already a system of prophets and judges in place. That was a bad idea. Looked good, seemed reasonable. Everybody else was doing it, but it was a bad idea. Could this idea be one of those? This idea that look good on the surface, but which are really detrimental when we take a little closer look? Let's look at the consequences of this paradigm, of this belief. Number one, it elevates money to the highest priority in business. Just think about it. By stating that a purpose of the business is to make money so you can give it away, you elevate money to the highest priority in business. Now, all of the other purposes of a business, which I have described in the Good Book on Business, there's a whole series of them, all the others slide down the scale and become subservient to the quest to make money, because after all, you're going to give it away. See, while a business should make money, that is not its highest calling. A business only achieves its potential when it steps out of the money is everything mentality. So, number one, this paradigm elevates money to the highest priority in business. Number two, it encourages non-scriptural giving. Business giving, particularly giving to the local church or religious institution, believe this or not, hold your breath, you know, you're not going to believe this, is nowhere modeled in the Bible. There is no example of giving, a business giving money to a local church or religious institution. There is none. The Bible knows nothing of organizations giving to other organizations. Almost all of the giving in the Bible is one person giving to another person. By institutionalizing the gift and the giftee, we take the power out of it. It becomes a tax write-off and a P&L sheet notation instead of a heartfelt expression of Christ's love for one person to another. Now, there are reasons why the percentage of Christians has not increased even 1% in the USA in the last 30 years, in spite of $530 billion spent by the institutional church system. One of the causes of this unacceptable situation is the institutionalization of giving, which is promoted by the institutional church, but is nowhere in the Bible. So when you accept this concept, you're accepting non-scriptural giving and assuming the responsibility for the consequences that eventually come from that. Number three, here's another negative consequence. It encourages a compartmentalized view of business. You know, if you hold the view that a business purpose is to make money, to give to religious institutions, then you have an easy and neat demarcation between what you do on Monday through Saturday and what you do on Sunday. See, it's easy to hold that business is business, nothing to do with Christianity. The only point of intersection is when the check is passed from one hand to the other. For a lot of people, that's very comfortable, because as long as you pass that check, then you sort of have a pass. Do whatever you want to do in business, because after all, you're going to give the money away. You're going to give it back to the church, so everything's okay, or is it? You know, this compartmentalized view of business is another reason why the kingdom has been stymied. Since many Christians see their business as something separated from their Christianity, they often make decisions and institute practices that are not influenced by Christianity. The most common complaint about Christians by non-Christians is leveled at churchgoers and labels them as hypocrites. You've heard that. This compartmentalized view of business promoted by this paradigm contributes to that hypocrisy. And number four, you know, again, negative consequences, it violates plain scriptural teaching. I mean, the Bible has plain teaching about business, but you're not aware of it because you don't hear it in church. In the parable of the bags of gold, for example, the business people who grew the assets for which they were responsible were rewarded by more to be responsible for and a closer relationship with the master. They were not rewarded for giving the money away. They were rewarded for making it grow. Now, there's nothing wrong with giving. I don't want to sound like, you know, somebody's against giving. I'm just against it in a way that's not scriptural. Well, there's nothing wrong with giving. It's when this idea is made predominant over plain Bible teaching that becomes an issue. This passage, the bags of gold, teaches that God rewards business people who reinvest their profits and grow their businesses. Really? Yes, really. Number five, it hinders the growth of our business and confines them to being just worldly entities. See, a biblical business can and should be so much more than just a money-making entity. This view of business limits the aspirations of the business owners. Since they don't see their businesses as powerful kingdom entities, they don't aspire to that. And since they don't aspire to it, they don't develop the businesses along the way. The first step to personal growth and business development is to want to become something more than you are now. The business as money machine mentality prevents the business owner from aspiring to be more. And finally, it hinders the growth of the kingdom. Tens of thousands of businesses are kept stunted and distracted by the business as moneymaker mentality. They remain locked in a worldly view of their businesses, and this stunts the growth of Christianity. Tens of thousands of businesses could be unleashed to develop leaders, grow people closer to God, distribute God's blessing to the stakeholders, develop faith, exercise spiritual gifts. On and on it goes for what a business could be. But as long as people have the money maker mentality, it prevents them from seeing the potential for a business. If we could unleash the potential of Christian-owned and influenced businesses to see themselves as entities in the kingdom, we could turn the world upside down. Instead, we're being held captive by our own paradigms and beliefs. The idea that the purpose of a business is to give money to the religious institution is one of those false paradigms that hinder the growth and impact of our business. Okay, that's it. Bye-bye.